All right, good morning. I'll call us to order for our regularly scheduled Board of Supervisors meeting for this Tuesday, August 4th, 2015, and ask if everyone please join the Board as we honor America with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Outstanding. Well, good morning, everybody. First item is public comment number one. This is an opportunity for members of the public to comment on or address topics on today's agenda. Anybody wishing to do so? And seeing no one moving to the microphone, we'll go to consideration of our July 28th minutes.
Move approval.
Second.
A motion and a second. Any additions or corrections? Clinton?
Aye.
Toot?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye.
Just recognize
that our new microphones. Okay. Let's see. Personnel actions as listed, please, Board.
Move approval.
Second.
Motion and second. Two.
Aye.
Clinton?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye. Nice to see that Jane Evans is back with us, albeit in a temporary capacity.
Good.
Consent agenda, Board, please add road closure 1605 and utility permit 1613 through 1617.
1613 through 17. Move approval with no changes.
Second. Motion and a second. Clinton?
Aye.
Toot?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye. Public hearing items. Second consideration of Ordinance 240, amending Chapter 87, Land Division Requirements of the Story County Code of Ordinances. Ryan, hi, Ryan.
Morning. How's it going?
How you doing?
Again, this is second consideration of those ordinance changes that we brought forward to you last weekend. Haven't got any questions or concerns regarding the ordinance amendment since that time. So we'd recommend moving approval. A second consideration, and also considering that this is kind of just a nuts and bolts change, that you may consider waiving third consideration. I did want to make note, I didn't really talk about it in detail last week, that I just want to take the moment to applaud the auditor's office as well as the recorder's office and the interagency review team. This was a collaborative effort that required a certain amount of flexibility in the way those two offices do their business regarding subdivisions, and really kind of put our heads together to come up with a new process that really I personally feel will create better customer service to the citizens of Story County. So.
Well, Ryan, I appreciate you noting that. We are so fortunate. We've got a great team. We appreciate your involvement in getting all this done. And I need to just, as we got a new planning and development director starting, I just need to commend you for the job you've done in the interim, making sure that we're still moving in the right direction. We appreciate the work you do down there.
Thank you.
So thank you, absolutely. Any comments before we open the public hearing?
No.
All right, then let's go ahead and open the public hearing and ask if there is anyone who would like to address Ordinance Number 240. Seeing no one moving, we'll close the public hearing. I'll turn to the Board for action.
I would move Ordinance 240, amending Chapter 87, the land requirements, and waive the third and final reading.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Further discussion or questions? Clinton?
Aye.
Toot?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye. It passes. Third reading is waived.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Additional items, discussion and consideration of revised open records policy and procedure for 7-day review. Alyssa.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is a current policy we have with the restructuring in the board's office. The individual that will be taking care of the public records request will be your director of external operations. So what the updates are is we just changed the contact information.
It was you.
It was me.
Yep.
Correct. And now it will be Deb Shildroth. So that information was updated in the policy. And we also updated, if you look under fees, it was 5 cents. We increased that to 10 cents, which is more in line with what we actually pay for copies here at the county. And then we also updated the actual cost of employee time if it's over 1 hour. So the first hour, we don't bill that to anybody. Prior to that, it was 3 hours, which... We felt like it needed to be changed to one. Other than that, there really isn't any changes. Fees, you know, in an elected official office is still set by the elected official.
Just as a point of reference, if I need some expertise in drafting a statement or a policy, I can kind of turn to Deb now and say,
That's not what's covered in this policy, but you can sure turn to Deb.
I was looking for a little angle that I could between my legal counsel and her. You know, I just wanted to have all my bases covered.
You can turn to any of your employees.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, so we're updating the contact person.
And the fees.
No big changes.
And there was wording in your fees that said fees may be charged. It says they will be. We do charge fees for copies.
Okay. Question board. Yeah. If no questions, move approval of the updated open records policy. This is
7-day review.
7-day review.
7-day review.
Second.
We have a motion and second. Further discussion. Two.
Aye.
Sanders. Clinton.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. I don't like the feedback, Shelley.
Yeah.
Keep moving it. We'll see.
All right. Next is discussion and consideration of Story County's FY17 funding priorities for the asset process. Open Records Policy and Procedure Manager, Deb Shulgin.
Yep. Looking forward to the new task.
And after all, I don't know if we can afford a name tag that would cover all that about over and over.
All right. What you have before you are the proposed funding priorities for the asset process for fiscal year 17. We try to get these out to the agencies in August because they start working on their budgets for fiscal year 17, and then those budgets have to be turned in by September 30th. So this at least gives them an idea of what direction the county is looking at in terms of funding services. There are a couple of changes that I want to bring to your attention. The first one is just an overall priority statement that I thought would be a good idea to consider. It aligns with the strategic planning process that the county is involved with, and I thought there really needed to be that tie between the human services that are funded through the asset process and in the county strategic plan. So I'll just read that briefly for the record. Story County has developed the following priority statement to align with the strategic planning process. The county supports the coordination and communication among stakeholders and private and public funding sources to help meet the human service needs for Story County citizens. So it's pretty clear what we want to achieve there, but I think it does.
Well, it sounds to me like something that we're already walking this walk. I mean, I think of what our actions with HRDA, trying to dig in and help bring everybody together there, and I would imagine that we're going to have similar kind of feelings in anything that we're dealing with in the human service area. So to me, it makes perfect sense, Deb, that we would state something like this. I think it's what we're trying to do.
Right.
Comments on that top part?
No. And I see some future areas where this may come into play and what role, if any, we will play. You know, when you look at Heartland Senior Services looking to engage in either a capital campaign or to find a new location, Boys and Girls Club is looking at expanding. I've even talked about the possibility of co-locating with an agency such as Heartland, which, you know, working with the City of Ames as far as one of the old school buildings that is no longer going to be used as a school building. You know, that type of collaboration and involvement, and, you know, we as joint funders of some of those agencies, this is another way that we continue to be part of the strategic planning process for the betterment of Story County citizens.
Okay.
I just see that as very good.
All right. The other change has to do with wording under the first bullet point in the more recent previous years, we had just written down that one of our priorities was housing and transportation. And as I looked through some of the previous years, going back to 2007, 2008, even further back, and wording that we had for priorities, this change mirrors that, and it really does more closely mirror the services that the county is funding in order to allow people to obtain affordable housing and transportation. So just for the record, the suggested change is that services that help individuals develop and maintain self-sufficiency and allow them to obtain affordable housing and transportation. So it just clearly defines the services that the county is. We do directly fund transportation, but in the asset process, the county isn't directly funding housing other than the emergency residence shelter or the access shelter. But as far as individual housing, it's not something that we have done. Our general assistance program will help with rent. The region helps individuals with disabilities with rent. So this particular change will more closely identify with what the county's been funding. And then we'll continue with safety and health and well-being of children and adults, accessible medical services to avoid out-of-home placement and institutional care, and then prevention and early intervention services that help deter situations from requiring more costly services. And these aren't prioritized in any particular order, but any funding that the county provides, the services must be accessible and available countywide.
Questions or comments, Board? These look solid to me. That I appreciate the clarification on the first bullet point. For me, the clarification makes all the difference in what we're really intending to do with those dollars. So I'm appreciative that we're laying it out there like that.
Okay. Very good.
No other questions, I would sure entertain a motion.
Move approval of the FY17 funding priorities for the asset process. As submitted.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Further discussion. Clinton?
Aye.
Tootin?
Aye.
Sanders?
Aye.
Deb, thank you very much.
Thank you.
No agency reports or departmental reports or other reports. Liaison assignments and committee meeting updates. Paul Tootin.
Pass.
Wayne?
No liaison assignment, but just a quick update. Last Thursday and part of Friday morning, the Iowa Association of County Supervisors affiliate met in Spencer, Iowa. It was an excellent meeting. That's where we planned the fall school agenda. Then also laid out some possible topics and speakers for our all-day supervisors meeting that usually is held in February. And it was an excellent meeting. A lot of discussion still centered around the challenges in mental health and, taking away the equalization dollars. And Jamie Cashman has been working very closely with some individuals and had proposed a little language change, which in essence would allow counties to go up to, asking the legislators to allow counties to go up to the 47, is it 28, if need be. And we don't know where that's going to go, but we really think that will help offset some of the challenges that some of the counties are going to have. We did have one dissenting member, I won't mention the county, but he raised some very good points and just wondered if we as supervisors were ever going to take a hard, fast rule and say to the legislators that, you created this situation, now it's your job to fund it. We don't have the funding to add the Core Plus services, and so, where are we going to go? And so at the end of the discussion, I think he relented a little bit, but he was very appreciative of the level of discussion and the roundabout way that we talked about it. And we even looked at asking ISAC, what are the key principles you use in deciding whether you're going to support or take no position and so forth. And we're going to be looking at adding that similarity to our bylaws so that supervisors, whether they're old or new coming on, understand what are the kinds of things that we might support, because some issues that we're asked to support will maybe only benefit one or two counties. And it could have negative consequences for other counties at large. So that, I thought, was one of the really strong points that we can look forward to as we move into the next legislative session in terms of our supervisor affiliate. But we have an excellent agenda set for this fall, and it's going to be held in Cedar Rapids. I think this should move us forward for the next legislative session. We believe there were a lot of successes. However, we know that there were some disappointments. We talked about the governor's line item vetoing the fine recovery issue. Thought that we still want to continue to find a way to advocate for, you know, the benefit of programs like that, but we also recognize that of most of the priorities that we had on the table, they were adopted and they were approved by not only the legislature and signed on but off by the governor. So we wanted to kind of maintain that continued relationship between the supervisors and our legislature, as well as the executive branch as well. So I think that, in essence, came through, again, loud and clear, and I was, you know, very pleased with how things are moving forward now.
Good. Well, thank you again for representing us. Yeah. Story County has been really lucky to have you so active in ISAC, and we appreciate that. Paul and I don't have to be that active since you are to this point. For me, I had the first meeting of our Central Iowa Workforce group. Story County is part of that CEO board, and pleased to report that Story County, far and away, has the lowest unemployment rate of the eight counties that are part of that group. That is a double-edged sword in that we have some open positions that we don't have the workforce here in Story County ready to take, and it makes it a little tougher when we talk about attracting new, higher skill set kind of industries and businesses to Story County. So something that we really need to dig in and work closely. I was glad to have that first meeting, and it'll be interesting to see where it goes up from here. That takes us to public forum number two. This is an opportunity for members of the public to comment on items not on this agenda. The board may not take any action on the comments due to the requirements of the open meeting law, but we may do so in the future. Anybody wishing to address the board? Seeing no one moving to the microphone, announce with the supervisors. Paul.
Board of Health meeting this afternoon at 2:00.
Always a thrill when Board of Health is in the building. Wayne.
Pass.
And I'll pass.
Move adjournment.
Second.
Motion is second to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned.